live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio. In this bulletin, the ASTI and the Department of Education have reached agreement on legal indemnities. ASTI is advising its members to engage with the calculated grades system for the Leaving Cert. Brexit is back as a risk the country must plan for, according to the Finance Minister. The General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says they're making arrangements to increase waiting room capacity as numbers at the hospital start returning to pre-COVID levels. And with an increase in the numbers of people back at work, the AA says there has been a noticeable increase on the amounts of traffic on the roads, including traffic on the Lifford-Letterkenny route. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sport with Oisin at around 5:15, and toward the end of the bulletin, we'll have Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. The ASTI has advised its members to engage with the calculated grades system for this year's Leaving Cert. The union has resolved a dispute with the Department of Education over legal protection for teachers. With more detail, here's Stephen Murphy.
The calculated grade system for this year's Leaving Cert has been in doubt since last night when the ASTI said it wouldn't engage with the model. They had concerns the state indemnity being offered didn't go far enough and wanted a guarantee that if a student took a claim, 100% of the legal costs would be covered. A meeting has been taking place between union and department officials this afternoon, and the ASTI now says it's secured the necessary clarifications. It's been assured that if a student unhappy with their grade sues, no teacher will have to employ their own legal team to defend themselves and run the risk of racking up large expenses. The ASTI says it's now in a position to advise members to engage with the calculated grade system for this year's Leaving Cert.
Brexit is back as a risk the country must plan for, according to the Finance Minister. Pascal Donoghue says it will now have to be considered in day-to-day strategies. He says it'll add to the challenges faced by Irish companies and the economy this year. Speaking to the Institute of International and European Affairs, Minister Donoghue says we will know in the coming weeks just how challenging Brexit will be.
It's back as a risk. It's back as a risk now that we all need to plan for, and we will know just before the summer exactly what kind of an issue this is going to be. It's difficult to calibrate it now. It's very welcome, for example, that the British government published a text there now in relation to how they are going to operationalise the Irish protocol.
The general manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says there's been a notable increase in the number of people presenting with non-COVID related illnesses. Sean Murphy says after a drop in non-COVID patients attending the hospital at the start of the pandemic, emergency department attendances and admissions have returned to expected levels for this time of year. Plans are also in motion to increase waiting room capacity in the ED for COVID and non-COVID patients. And Mr. Murphy is stressing that must be done carefully and safely.
We need to make sure that we keep the patients segregated and minimise any risk of cross-infection. In that context, as we've seen the numbers increase, and we've actually ordered two new porta cabins that will be arriving 2 weeks from next Tuesday to increase our waiting areas within the emergency department. So we will have extra waiting space for both COVID and non-COVID patients.
With an increase in the number of people now back at work as the country enters phase one of the plan to ease restrictions, an analysis of traffic patterns has shown significant increases in traffic on main routes across the country. An analysis of TIA data this week shows that between Letterkenny and Lifford, more traffic was recorded on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week than during the whole of last week. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Last week, Transport Infrastructure Ireland recorded 7,185 vehicles on the N14 linking Lifford and Letterkenny. That was an increase of just over 37% on the figures recorded in the first week of restrictions. On the first three working days of this week, 7,726 vehicles were recorded on the route, a 12.8% increase on last week. That's the lowest week-on-week increase registered in the country, with a national average increase of almost 28%. However, the percentage of traffic volumes compared to the same period in 2019 was 61.5%, the second highest in the country. AA Ireland says as more and more businesses reopen, we can expect to see these routes continue to get busier, but we won't truly know how COVID-19 will shape future commuter behaviour until we get into the latter phases of the government's plan.
Gardaí and Donegal say worrying trends are continuing with motorists taking more chances on the roads. Inspector Michael Harrison says the number of drivers speeding is on the rise, despite a lesser number of vehicles on the road because of COVID-19 restrictions. He was speaking as National Slow Down Day continues across the country today. Hundreds of drivers have been detected speeding. One notable detection was a motorist driving at 85 kilometres an hour in a 50 kilometre an hour zone at Port Hall, Ballindrate. Inspector Harrison says the message of National Slow Down Day is simple.
It's a message that we want to get out to the road users here in County Donegal and nationally as well, just to reduce the speed, and by reducing their speed, they're lessening the chance of them having a collision, they're lessening the chance of them receiving injury or injuring another road user. And it's just to get people thinking about the speed. And it's particularly since COVID-19 has started, the roads have become there's less traffic on it, and people are taking more chances. That we have noticed that they are starting to drive faster. So this is it's a message that we want to get out there. Listen, guys, just watch your speed and slow down and lessen the chance of you having a collision.
And road deaths this year in Ireland were up 10%. This is a statistic that we would rather see go down.
We would indeed, and it's a very, very worrying trend. The fact that the amount of traffic that's on the road since the pandemic started has reduced significantly, but yet our road deaths are still 10% higher. Thankfully, here in Donegal, our road deaths are lower. They're not as low. We're one less than what we were for the same period last year. But nationally, it certainly is a worrying trend when you take into the fact that the amount of traffic that's been on the roads.
And that was Inspector Michael Harrison. Derry City and Strabane District Council says it's continuing to review the cross-border usage of recycling centres on an ongoing basis. Concern was recently raised by Alderman Maurice Deveney over the usage of such centres by people from outside the jurisdiction. With more, here's Niall Colbert.
Derry City and Strabane District Council says they are aware of some cross-border waste being brought to its recycling centres and says it is an issue that will be reviewed on an ongoing basis. Elected members have requested a full report on cross-border usage, which is due to come before them for review and discussion at the next Environment and Regeneration Committee. The council did, however, acknowledge that there are many instances where users of the amenity sites live outside the jurisdiction and own a property within the council area. People from outside the council area are being reminded that where possible they should limit travel and should use services and facilities in their own areas.
A Donegal TD says it's vital that income supports are maintained and businesses are given every assistance possible to reopen their doors. Deputy Piers Doherty was speaking after a survey this week found that disposable income collapsed by 25% in April, with a sharp drop in spending already registered for 2020. Deputy Doherty says reducing or removing income supports will further reduce disposable income and spending and make recovery even harder. He says the government has a responsibility.
It's a must that we need to continue to support people's income at a time when they're not able to return to their employment as a result of the COVID pandemic. We have a huge blow to the economy with businesses that will be struggling to survive when they reopen their doors. And the crucial thing is that there's money in the domestic economy in people's households so that that can be spent then supporting the jobs and enterprise that is necessary. Let me make a clear warning to the government. We know that they're teeing up to cut the supports under the pandemic unemployment supports. Not only would this not be unfair to the hundreds of thousands of people who are relying on this income, but also this would be counterproductive to the type of economic stimulus that we need at this point in time.
Pascal Donoghue is warning, though, that over 95% of the social welfare budget already spent in 2020, we're not even halfway through the year yet. If this continues without some alteration, he seems to be suggesting tens of billions of euro are going to be added to the national debt.
It's very clear that the supports in terms of incomes are one part of the overall support that we're going to have to give. We know that we're heading for a 30 billion euro deficit this year. That is unavoidable. When you put the economy to sleep and force businesses to close their doors, you have a responsibility as a state to support the incomes of those individuals who find themselves unemployed. Now, we need to continue those supports. And at the same time, we need to then support business so that they're in a good position, that as much of them as possible can reopen their doors. Yes, we will need to borrow, because if we fail to support these incomes, if we fail to support businesses, the result of that will be that the recession will be a lot deeper and will be a lot more painful for ordinary working people and families.
And that was Deputy Piers Doherty. A senior Fianna Fáil TD says he doesn't believe there'll be a general election. Government formation talks have been continuing today between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens. They discussed education earlier and held a plenary session this afternoon. South Donegal Sligo Leitrim Deputy Mark McSharry is confident that a deal will be struck in the coming weeks.
We have COVID, which is an unprecedented global pandemic crisis. There's a need to develop a programme for government quickly. The context of COVID, what it has brought from a health perspective, and indeed the unprecedented economic challenges it's going to bring, I think that an election would be out of the question at this time. And I think that the public wouldn't take a good view of that.
The Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation says Minister Michael Creed has effectively turned his back on the fishing industry in his decision to reject pleas for specific COVID supports for the sector. There's been a reported drop of between 50% and 70% in some sales over the past few weeks. Earlier this month, Minister Creed announced a COVID-19 voluntary fleet tie-up scheme, which the CEO of the KFO says is completely unfit for purpose. Sean O'Donoghue says the fishing fleet's already in a desperate situation.
We put forward to the Minister a very workable solution that was fair and reasonable and would try and do what really needs to be done here is to match supply to demand. That isn't the case with his tie-up scheme. The one we put forward would be based on 30% of your gross earnings in the same period last year. We would have a shorter tie-up period and the month that the Minister suggested, and we would also have it retrospective as such. We suggested it should start on the 1st of April. The Minister's scheme starts on the 1st of June with the possibility of 2 months tie-up in a three-month period. But the funding involved is derisory, to say the least, and we have made it very clear to the Minister that unless this scheme is significantly amended, which we asked him to do in great detail over the last 2 weeks, that there will be little or no uptake and vessels will be still forced to go to sea to make an already really bad price situation worse. We're really on the precipice in terms of our fleet continuing to be viable in the post-COVID situation.
And it was Sean O'Donoghue, they're the CEO of the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation. Time on Highland Radio, 5:15. Time for sports news. We say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with rugby, and the IRFU stand to lose up to €20 million if this season's Six Nations is not completed and the Autumn Internationals are cancelled. CEO Philip Brown has been given an update on the association's standing amid the pandemic. He says even if Autumn Games are behind closed doors, they'll lose between €10 and €15 million. A cancelled 2021 Six Nations could cost the IRFU €30 million. However, there is light at the end of the tunnel, with the Interpro series penciled in behind closed doors at the Aviva on August 22nd and 23rd.
We'd like to actually put a target in place and try and work towards it. And that obviously is going to require us working with the health authorities and working within the guidance that's given by the Department of Health. But at least if we have a target set or stake set in the ground, we can try and work towards it. Otherwise, we're simply going to be chasing shadows.
Meanwhile, the IRFU could be set for a financial windfall of up to €30 million. It comes after private equity group CVC bought a 28% stake in the Pro 14. €5 million of that total is set to be received up front. While rugby officials have taken the first steps towards possibly revamping the global calendar, the Six Nations and their Southern Hemisphere counterparts have released a joint statement confirming that they are in discussions over aligning both their annual competitions. Earlier this month, it was reported that the Six Nations were open to the possibility of moving the competition back a month to align themselves with the Rugby Championship. to soccer now, and John Campbell of Finn Harps has been appointed to a National League committee which will look to benefit clubs in transfer of players. The National Domestic Compensation Working Group, which also includes FAI interim CEO Niall Quinn, will look at improving policies so clubs that first developed a player can get a fair share of the transfer fee.
There would be systems in place that would be stronger and probably would reflect the new structures in football, the way the club who identified and developed the player at the start are rewarded, and the players, let's say he goes on to a League of Ireland club, that if the player then subsequently moves on to an English or whatever club, that the there will still be a remuneration for the clubs who developed this player from day one, be it the junior club, be it the League of Ireland club, whatever, and that this would continue till the player reached a certain age. There have been rules in place over the years. There's many, many rules in it, but this is an idea. The attempt here is to try and make these fairer and strengthen them more.
And there's more from John Campbell in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Cross Channel Leeds chief executive feels it would be a national embarrassment if England's top two divisions could not complete their seasons while other European countries did. Writing in the Yorkshire Evening Post, Angus Kinnear stated the championship leaders were eager to play their remaining matches. He added that if the top flights in Germany, Spain and Italy can be completed, England must too. In Germany, the action continues in the Bundesliga this evening. Tonight, there's a Berlin derby at 7:30 as Hertha host Union, with just a point separating the sides in the mid-table battle. The LGFA has suspended its injury fund with immediate effect amid reports that teams intend to train on non-GA facilities. This means that according to the LGFA, any individual who suffers an injury during these sessions will be personally responsible for all medical costs incurred, as the GA public liability insurance is currently suspended. The GA has closed all training and playing facilities until the 20th of July, meaning that the LGFA has also had to cease all group activity until such time as the pitches they use are once more open to use. Dublin legend Bernard Brogan has slammed the opposition to playing games behind closed doors. GA President John Horne recently claimed that there's no appetite for games in empty stadiums, but the seven-time All-Ireland winner Brogan says he finds the debate baffling. Brogan said he would take your hand off to play Andrew County football again, with spectators or without. Finally, in horse racing, it's been confirmed that Royal Ascot will take place behind closed doors from June the 16th to the 20th. Six extra races have been added to the programme. There's going to be a 7-race card on each of the first 4 days and 8 races on the final day. And that's it from the sports desk for today. Donal, enjoy the rest of your Friday and indeed the coming weekend.
Thank you, Washing. Ministers are considering plans to make it a legal requirement for people entering the country to self-isolate it. Travellers arriving will have to fill out a form saying where it is they'll be isolating for 2 weeks. That doesn't apply to people coming in from Northern Ireland. With more, here's Sean Defoe.
The medical advice to restrict the movements of people coming into the country came last week, with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar saying it will be mandatory for people to self-isolate once they arrive in Ireland. Cabinet ministers have again been considering how it would work this afternoon, with an announcement expected shortly. It's understood it will become a legal requirement to fill in a declaration at ports and airports about where you're going to self-isolate for 2 weeks if arriving into the country. If someone doesn't have somewhere, they will have to go to a facility provided by the state, such as City West. Minister Simon Harris has sought to put this on a legal footing. The rules, however, won't apply to people coming from Northern Ireland into the Republic.
And returning to one of our main stories this evening, a dispute over the legal cover for Leaving Cert teachers has been resolved between the Department of Education and the ASTI. The union had concerns that the state indemnity being offered didn't go far enough in protecting teachers from potential claims by students. The ASTI says, having received clarification of the situation, it can now advise members to engage with the system. Education Minister Joe McHugh is glad there's been a resolution.
The indemnity, as what was agreed yesterday, is the indemnity that we have today. So the clarifications that the ASDI and the TUI sought for, they're now satisfied in terms of the cover for their and the protections for their teachers, that they, if there is going to be a case taken in the future, a potential case, that costs will be covered.
Agusanish Anucht, Alev Eg Colum Ferreter.
Colum Ferreter and Shalin, the Prieve Skelty. To Fogart Santa Eg Udaras Nigelta to Goel Shrai, Cardlan, Conove Carta or Foil Sigeltert. Concordia Laharnil, Natarasurta on. Esler Goel Ga, Eshberish, Curti Octi Brescia, Arbert on. Lahai Chonachers, Nagyar Kema, Covid the Nijeg, Erin Arniel, a Wailu. Major Lishan Ratches, a Telefakal and Omlanya, or Heaven Udaras. Bait Hawak Fulai, Egbunch, Lataki. Don Arniel, Don Tohi, August Esperis Kurtarakta, a Chlanu, Tree Nuoliacta, a Yenov, a Con Torosori, Enchira, a Valu Conigeltakta, August Rachel, Don Ganas, Nua, Torosorakta, and Vlian Shahogin. Fogri of Burchuri, Comortus, Glor Nigel, a rare bio Erlinia, Le Culturland, MacAdam O'Fiach, Vel Firstia, Ajiri Law, and Prive Duish, the Fihaviri Euro, August Trophy Glor Nigel, a Horch Law, Duish Kishta, the Lua Art Family Euros, an Omlan, Avronu, Egan Ulkaj, Vliantul, or Koshti Fobble, August Common Trio Level, Mar Ahantas, or Sar, Obert, Igor Konkin Nigeligaje, Hog Ukturan. Nehiran Michael D. O'Higgin, Ahantas, Don Obert, Agus Den Erector, Sonna Changa, A Yantar Fridge, Nakoshti, Glorning Ale, Ara Gowal, Angeliga Bjorn, Enga Remsha, the Heel Nachira, Agus Gowalan, Shan Free, Gelahis, A Kulu, Darlish, Tamor Dushana, Ella, Buncha, Akoshti, and on ear Hushkert, honored near Padraig and Dor, Condigun and all, Kostja Farber, her Karen Toher, Culturlani Ikanan, August Glor Nesperin, Y Condigara, August Vibdush on Fosta, the Kostja Fobble Erenuel, Condiheroin, Kumai Lahashlan, Ranafarstja, August Kostja Farber, her Krokfola, Condigun and all, Ekfoil Ahantas Kumai. Ta tree ochid spriel de fwestie agus de dini fweste shul a glor nigil. Ahan chartin agus lua bresh agus jaimili euro de duishina le bwench edger shah agus jadu miluna sa. Ta na hemak de ilik seer an ashkil en ashkia bain bingu lina shul turnona jalunj to kedin ya bio agus shak the clug. Tashijiri Chile, Augustalua Shevila, the Russian, the Buhan Salinantari, Augustan Trine the Gest, Chile, Ershul, and Ishka, Tronona Jardine Bio, Erlahana Glornigil, Augustar Molskil, or TG Kahar, Tostian and Tranigest, Gishart, August Neil Art, Aklara Rivray, Bronhard Lua, Oskion, Keravili, Euro, the Yarawine, the Gronona Jafrula, Erwuchuri, Tell you a Glornigil, Bunkai E. Agus sin mo chod se eligol ear slán agus bannach.
Gwyrm agus colm, agus anish on, I'm sure, weather forecast for this Friday evening. It'll stay showery and very windy this evening with strong and gusty southwest winds, gale near the north and northwest coasts. Tonight we'll continue windy and showery with fresh to strong gusty southwest winds, gales again near the northwest coast with further showers of rain, some of them possibly thundery in lowest overnight temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow Saturday, blustery with further showers, highest temperatures 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, fresh gusty westerly winds. And looking at the main stories for this Friday evening, the ASTI has advised its members to engage with the calculated grades system for this year's leaving cert. The union has resolved a dispute with the Department of Education over legal protection for teachers. Brexit is back as a risk that must be planned for, according to the Finance Minister, Pascal Dunne, who says it'll add to the challenges being faced by Irish companies this year. The General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says there has been a notable increase in the number of people presenting with non-COVID-related illnesses. Those numbers are now coming to expected levels for this time of year. As a result, Sean Murphy says they're increasing waiting room capacity in the emergency department, with new outdoor facilities being brought in for patients to be segregated into COVID and non-coded lines. And with an increase in the number of people now back at work, there's been an increase in traffic on the roads. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 22nd of May. The death has occurred of Mary McCauley, Coast Guard Station, Moville. In accordance with government guidelines, the current restrictions on attendance at funerals is a maximum of 10 people. Only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members. Her remains will repose at her son James Macaulay's residence at 11 Rosebank Court, Moville. Funeral Mass can be viewed at the St Pius X Church, Moville, on Sunday morning at 10 via the parish webcam, movilleparish.com/webcam. The death has taken place of William Midlim, Drumkeen, formerly of Ballycarrigan, Clohan. In accordance with government guidelines, the current restrictions on attendance at funerals is a maximum of 10 people. Only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members. Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon will be streamed live on the Marley Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu to the Alzheimer's Donegal branch or St Joseph's Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Marley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Peter Harkton, Glenn McKee, Carn Dunna. In accordance with government guidelines, the current restrictions on attendance at funerals is a maximum of 10 people. Only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members. Funeral Mass can be viewed via streaming at carnmasslive.com tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation. The death has taken place of John Dill, Mondewy, Manor Cunningham. John's funeral mass can be viewed live tomorrow morning at 11 by following the link facebook.com/mary.boner.5. In accordance with government guidelines, the current restrictions on attendance at funerals is a maximum of 10 people. Only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members. The death has taken place of William Smith, Greenan Glenealy. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private for immediate family only, please. Family Flowers Only, donations in lieu to Carn Dunna Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund. The death has taken place of Declan Mulholland, Port Haw Buncrana, formerly of Moira, County Down. In appliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, requiem mass and burial are strictly private to immediate family only. Declan's requiem mass can be viewed via Buncrana Parish Facebook page and on churchservices.tv/Cockhill tomorrow morning at 11. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Mater Hospital Dublin transplant team, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred in Glasgow of Peter Duffy, formerly of Mina Carn, Letchimeck Ward. His remains are returning home today. In accordance with government guidelines, current restrictions on attendance at funerals is a maximum of 10 people. Only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members.